Get ready for fur coats, glitter, plunging necklines, and stiletto heels. That's just what the men will be wearing. The 45th Annual Grammy Awards will be held this Sunday night at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Plan to hear a lot of Eminem, Norah Jones, Nickelback, and Ashanti. They're all nominated in such glamorous categories as Record of the Year, Album of the Year, and Best New Artist. But on this program, we'll be paying special attention to see if Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones will edge out the field for Best Polka Album of the Year. Less famous than Eminem, but perhaps a bit more famous than Mr. Blazonczyk, are the five artists who are nominated for Best Alternative Music Album. Beck, Clinic, Coldplay, Elvis Costello, and The Soundtrack of Our Lives are well known to listeners of member station KCRW in Santa Monica. In the past year, each of these nominees has performed live on KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic, hosted by Nick Harcourt, who joins us now from the studios of KCRW. Nick, thanks for being back with us.
Nice to talk to you, Scott.
What do the Grammys consider alternative music?
Usually you find all sorts of weird stuff in the alternative category. I remember a couple of years ago David Bowie showing up, and Bowie's been kind of a mainstream artist, I think, for a long, long time. And things like that happen every now and then. But this time around, they actually have nominated a bunch of albums that really could be considered alternative, I think. Although, obviously, that term itself is such a subjective description.
But then how would you define it?
I think it's a music that is perhaps not in the mainstream. Mainstream radio in particular these days doesn't really take a lot of notice of artists on the fringe. They don't take a lot of notice of artists that don't have the big record company machine behind them. And so consequently, a lot of music falls between the cracks. So I don't know if I would define alternative as music that's fallen between the cracks, but it's definitely music that perhaps a lot of people wouldn't have heard of.
We want to hear a track from Elvis Costello. His album that's been nominated for the Grammy is When I Was Cruel, and the song is Spooky Girlfriend.
I want a girl to make a mess, to do no wrong, she must confess, and then perhaps hitch up her dress. Cause when the flash bulbs explode,
and we're talking about somebody who over the past 15 years, even more, has done punk, jazz, country. He just doesn't settle down in one genre.
It's interesting, you know, the new album, the one that's nominated this time, is actually him really returning to his roots musically. Just an artist who continues to challenge himself, I think, as well as perhaps his listeners.
So we mentioned Beck is also nominated in the category and hasn't been around quite as long as Elvis Costello, but he's also an artist who is difficult to categorize, isn't he?
You never know what to expect with Beck, and this record is something that is so stripped down and bare, musically and lyrically as well. You know, Beck has never really sung about himself before. Most of his lyrics have tended to be very ironic and detached, and this time around he's actually singing about lost love, really. I mean, he's talking about it's a breakup record.
Sorry eyes cut through bone, make it hard to leave you alone. Leave you here, wearing your wounds, waving your guns. Somebody new, baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost.
That's Beck, the album The Sea Change, and the song Lost Cause. He's been on your show a couple of times this year, Nick?
Yeah, Beck's actually been here a number of times so over the years, but in the last year he's been here twice performing live. First up, he just came in with another guitar player, a guy called Smokey Hormel, who plays with him quite often. And then he just did a tour at the end of last year with the Flaming Lips. It was quite a fun afternoon we had in the studio with those guys.
Let me talk about somebody who was nominated for, I guess, Best Male Country Vocal Performance, Best Contemporary Folk Album. This is one of the great reigning talents in American music, and this is an album which people will hear his voice, and they haven't heard anything quite like it from this artist.
You're talking about Johnny Cash?
Yeah.
probably one of the original alternative artists. I mean, when he was first making music, he was really regarded as something of a rebel. This new record is some original songs, but also a lot of covers, and he's done something really kind of unique this time around, and he's covered songs by bands or artists who are probably best known for their work on alternative radio. I mean, the song that I think we're going to listen to is a Nine Inch Nails song. Incidentally, this song is actually getting played at alternative radio now, which is quite ironic, really, but nonetheless pretty cool.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything.
When I got the CD, Nick, I listened to this song twice. I thought it was just one of the most startling things I've heard in recent months. And after listening to it twice, I couldn't listen to it again. It was almost painful, but on the other hand, I can't quite put it out of my mind.
Well, it's interesting, as I was just listening to it again myself, and I've heard it a number of times now. We've played it on the air here a few times in recent months, and you can hear the pain in this song. I mean, the song is called Hurt, and the way he sings it, I mean, it just feels so personal. And I can understand that reaction that you said you had.
I will make you hurt.
Let's turn to another category, and that's Best Latin Rock Alternative Album. Artists in this category have also been on KCRW.
Well, Kinky is a group that we've been very supportive of here over the last couple of years, actually. They're from Monterrey in Mexico, and we've had them on the show a couple of times, and they mix it up. They've got hip-hop in there, they've got DJ stuff going on, and it's all very danceable at the end of the day. It's really quite fun to go see them as well.
That's Kinky with Mas from their album, Kinky. There are people who have been listening to Kinky in recent weeks who haven't known they're listening to Kinky.
Yes, they've been featured on the television program, the NBC television program, Kingpin, and all of the promos, actually. I mean, they got a lot of exposure, and, well, hopefully that'll do them some good.
Do you watch the Grammys?
You know, I haven't actually watched the Grammys for 8 years.
For 8 years?
Yeah, you want to know why?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I kind of find it a little bit of a popularity contest, and I don't think it has a lot to do with artistic integrity in many cases. So, you know, that's one opinion.
We want to go out with a song by a group called Orishas. And I understand that Orishas even has difficulty getting played on some of L.A.'s Spanish language stations.
I guess it's a disease of radio, commercial radio in particular, where it's very hard for people to be thinking outside of the box and looking to play new music. But Orishas is a band with their roots in Cuba. It's Cuban hip-hop, and they've got something to say.
Me resguardo en el lápiz, respirito el espíritu, se siente happy, nada personality, traza real, uso a ti mujer, creadora de razas, maltratos físico, castigo duro al que avasalla, woman, no stop, la batalla no está ganada, resta mucho por andar en esta ganga, juntos la guerra estará triunfada, only you want respect, no stress, hoy por mí serás premiada, y sobre, continuaremos la batalla, toda esta mierda se acabará, tu posición ya respetada, altos niveles ya está apoyada.
The song is Mujer by the Mexican group Orishas, and they're nominated along with Kinky in the category Best Latin Rock Alternative Album. Nick, nice talking to you again.
Pleasure speaking with you as well. It'll be interesting to see how this all shakes out at the weekend.
Nick Harcourt is host of Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW in Santa Monica, California. He's also producer of the CDs Sounds Eclectic and Sounds Eclectic 2. This is Weekend Edition, directed by Chad Campbell and produced by Sarah Byer, Kingpin Kelly, Charlie Mayer, Darcy Bacon, Bridget McCarthy, Julia Bailey, Andy Lyman, Evie Stone, Diana Douglas, and Kara Gerhardt. Our technical director is Burke Hunn, so ably assisted by Ted Mebane, Sherry Marshevsky, Stu Rushfield, and Greg Gavin. Our librarians are Kim Alesky and Holly Witt. Our senior editor is Gwendolyn Tompkins. And the senior producer of Weekend Edition Saturday is Peter Breslow. I'm Scott Simon.